My name is Vanessa Alvarez, and I'm the youngest granddaughter of Jesus Jimenez. About 5 years after coming to the United States from Cuba, my grandfather wrote an essay titled La Democracia, The Democracy. This is the English translation. Democracy is a system of government that gives us the right to choose our way of life, to enjoy our pleasures and freedoms that we created ourselves. This system allows us to think and express ourselves freely, without fear. More so, it gives us the right to live life in the way we choose. When we live in a democratic nation that allows us to practice the privileges it gives, we must be willing to fight and die, if it is necessary, to maintain these freedoms that so many today yearn for in the world. Not all nations have this system of life, this right to choose. Others live in systems of oppression, without the opportunities that those of us who live under the flag of democracy have. Here, we have a progressive system that urges people to improve, to look to a future, to look to tomorrow. This is the secret of democracy, guaranteed for the person who fights, the person who is hardworking, who knows that tomorrow will be better and that every day that passes, he will improve with the same freedoms and liberties as the others. This is what excites us to live, form our homes, and honor and respect our homeland. We observe those countries that lived under democracy that today lie under the red clause. In that country, we see the panorama of a town bleeding when society, morale, and dignity are destroyed. Families divide, and people's desire to live is lost. For example, when this country was under the system of democracy, the working person got their day's wage and had the opportunity to obtain all he could reach. Products were in abundance, and groceries were within everyone's reach. The families fought for unity, for better. Now, they're under the red flag. They're kept from happiness. The hard work each day only receives sour promises that aren't kept. The despair of seeing your children hungry, women overwhelmed by hard work, the sick dying from a lack of medicine. Even more so, until times of rest and entertainment are denied. The communists exert extreme censor over press, radio, and television, and even in the opinion of the independent citizen. Gatherings are deprived, whether they be family members or just friends who want to enjoy a good bit of pleasant conversation. As if all this were little, the parents face the serious problem of communist indoctrination of their children in schools, where they are inculcated from a very young age to despise the heat of their home, to renounce their patriotic, cultural, and religious customs. For this and many other reasons I mentioned, we must fight to obtain our to maintain our country, the United States of America, under democracy, the word that is synonymous with liberty and freedom.